Well, let's take a quick break from those NX1 calls and just make a few centralized intercept calls to crossbar 5s. These go out from my east side line through Forest Hills and a distant 4A, and this routing parallels the routing that we were mostly hearing on the previous segment calling NX1s. But instead of hearing that funny pulsing, we're going to hear tlup.
How do you do that?
As we cut through from the distant 4A to the crossbar 5. And these examples do not have that redundant 1975 text, which unfortunately survives to this day.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected, is not a working number, or is no longer in service.
That's funny, I don't remember it being quite that redundant.
Or you have dialed a number which cannot be reached because the number has been disconnected.
Now wait a minute, this is...
Or the number is not a working telephone line at this time due to telephone service that has been disconnected.
All right, that's it. Thank you.
If you need help...
No, really. Thank you. Now, just for the record, while the text I'm speaking of began in 1975, old corn breath there didn't show up until 1981.
We're sorry.
Anyway, here's the centralized intercept in Columbia, South Carolina, during a time of massive number change, February 1977, from my east side line via Forest Hills...
21233.
Columbia 4A to a crossbar 5. Here's the Columbia 4A recording...
I'm sorry, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording, 8032.
You'll hear that voice again on the centralized intercept.
Telephone numbers in the greater Columbia area have been changed. Please check your new directory or you may stay on the line and an operator will assist you. This is a recording.
Operator 621, what number are you calling?
776-0000.
776 0000.
Yes.
Thank you. That number is working if you'd like to make a call again.
That's working. I'll try it again.
Thank you.
Had the trunks to Columbia been busy, Forest Hills would have had to use New York 4.
2122.
Had the call gone to New York 4, New York 4 would have tried Columbia, and then if that were busy, Rockdale. The regional center for that area. Springfield, Massachusetts, via Forest Hills, Springfield 4A.
4132.
To a crossbar 5. This one has an unusual tlup due to a resonant connection.
I'm sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, you may stay on the line and an operator will answer. Thank you. This is a recording.
Okay. What number did you dial, please? May I have the...
Yeah, operator? Testing operator. What city is this?
This is Springfield.
Springfield, Mass?
Right.
Yeah, see what you got on 781-0000. Yeah.
I show a change to non-published service.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Had the trunks to Springfield been busy, Forest Hills would have had to go to New York 4.
2122.
And now here's Springfield, Illinois. This goes out over a different New York tandem, New York 7, a 4A.
2123.
To Springfield 4A.
2172.
To a step with crossbar 5 type ring, but it's actually a step office. And by the way, if New York 7 encountered busy circuits to Springfield, it would send the call through Norway. Just kidding, I meant Norway, Illinois.
8151.
My apologies to anyone from that country. Actually, I was just referring to that tired old joke where Americans think that languages in your part of the world sound like English played backwards. But you know, I'm not entirely ignorant about that part of the world. In fact, I can actually speak a little bit of Swedish. You pick up the basics, and then you start listening to the radio, and before you know it, you're singing along with the jingles. For example, for those of you who know that part of the world, I'm sure you've heard this. Urge just das maya. Siam shitius keeps. Well, anyway, that's the best recreation I can come up with on the fly, but... Oh, now, wait a minute. You wouldn't reverse that, would you? Wait. Speak Swedish, my ass. I am such a jerk. Okay, moving right along. Here's a call to Springfield, Illinois Intercept via New York 7 to Springfield 4A to a step. When it goes to the operator, you'll hear a very urban-sounding ringtone. That's from the Springfield downtown building, which includes the 4A and whatever non-ESS offices were in that building. They all rang that way.
Calling?
529-0000.
529-0000. There's no such number, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, that phone call was fine, but that recording... Now, didn't I say I didn't want to hear that 1975 text again?
Excuse me.
Yeah, you're probably some announcer that Illinois Bell just hired, right?
Probably.
So how do you feel about the 1975 text?
It's about your call that did not go through.
Whoa, that's a pretty deep insight, guy. Anyway, speaking of familiar voices, here's a call that I got from Bill in 1974 when he was visiting the central office in Winter Garden, Florida, which is... an NX1. He was sitting at the test board, keying numbers into the switch. And of course here, you can actually hear someone dialing numbers, not with the touch tones, but with the multi-frequency tones that were used in the network. It's a very pleasant sound.
Okay, this has got to be for really extreme. Sorry about that. Okay, let's see what we can do here.
You have TSD.
Wait, may I have some... Sure, can I have the number, please, for the main office of the Winter Park Telephone Company?
Well, I'm not Winter Park.
I'm sorry, Winter Garden. Winter Garden, same
okay.
thing.
Okay, and you want what man?
Main office of the telephone company, please.
All right, business offices. 656-4151.
Thank you.
Call is dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator for assistance. 305-656.
Have you ever heard one of these? Now we DC wink it. And we do it again. And now we put you in the monitor. Hope you hear it.
I can hear it somewhat.
Okay, there you go. That's a 103, but it's flashing. It's unsouping, like, locally.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, try this one for size.
I'm sorry.
What did I dial?
105.
That's what I thought I dialed.
If you try to stack or something.
Well, I'm afraid we'll have a problem here. Why don't we do a nice long-distance number like this? You'll forgive me.
Bill tried to dial my number but got a digit wrong, and then he hung up on me by accident. Some interesting things that I wanted to note here. First of all, that last test line he was using was the 105, or ATMIS test. It was used for testing transmission on trunks, and the MFs 1 through 4 would each produce a different tone response, and the response for the 1 was abnormal in Winter Garden. It was going when it should have just gone. Prior to that, he called 103, which is a supervision test, at the tandem level. You call it and it goes off hook, he flashed once, it went on hook, he flashed again, and then it did a continuous flash, which you could hear as a soft ticking in the background. The way he got directory assistance was by dialing 131, which was the code for directory assistance at the tandem level in those days, and before that he dialed 121 for the inward operator. Now, a call to the inward operator on an NX1 tandem will tell you right away whether they have 0+ dialing in the area. If they don't, calling inward sounds just the same as calling directory assistance. It makes that short, pulsing sequence and dumps you into a ringing operator trunk. But if they do have 0+ dialing, you actually hear those NX1 billing clicks, which you might remember from the Greenville, North Carolina tapes.
CUFTSD.
TSD, Traffic Service Desk, is the name of the 0+ dialing system that works with NX1. Now, 656 is an office code right in the Winter Garden NX1. And so when Bill dialed a 656 number, we immediately heard the long series of pulsing before the number rang. Now here's Bill calling back. On this call, there are some interesting relay noises that come through onto the phone connection. So be listening for those. It's an unusual microphonics condition.
Well, at first I misdial your number, then I disconnect you instead of what I dial. But the idea is it's restricted. It goes to reorder. Nothing seems... Wait, let me try TTC codes. I've never done that before. Same to you.
What's something that's cool in NX1?
One thing's better than one NX1. That's two NX1s.
All right. It's a working number.
That is. Of course, we can do Lake Buena Vista. I mean...
Good evening, Walt Disney World.
You notice the funny MFs? Like, I'm going to dial 824-4444. Side, and I've got to get running because they need the board.
Oh, okay.
As they say.
Yeah.
As Bill just said,
one thing's better than one NX1. That's two NX1s.
So here are two calls to the NX1 in Bushnell, Florida, via the NX1 tandem in Leesburg, Florida. This goes from the Lynbrook, Long Island crossbar 5, from the home I grew up in, of course, to Hempstead Tandem 3.
5166.
Jacksonville 4A.
9042.
Leesburg NX1, which MFs to the Bushnell NX1, and you'll recognize the Florida telephone lady.
Recording an error, please send the number or dial destination assistance in the area to which you are calling. 904-793. We have reached the number, but it's not included at this time. If you feel you have reached this recording.
Here's one that goes through Hempstead, Norway, Illinois, 4A.
8151.
DeKalb, Illinois, NX1, to the tributary in Maple Park, Illinois. I don't know what the switch type in Maple Park is. It's not a step. When we call the DeKalb, Illinois area from New York, it actually will take a different route through Illinois depending upon which phone line in the New York area we use. Now, that last call was made from my Long Island crossbar 5, and it uses Hempstead.
5166.
Hempstead is a medium-sized tandem, big enough to have direct trunks to the Norway 4A for the 815 area, but not big enough to have trunks to anything else in that area, so it just sends the entire NPA to Norway. In fact, if you dial a vacant office code in the 815 area from my Long Island crossbar 5, Hempstead will just send it on to Norway because it's not even looking at the next three digits.
Sorry, but we have a
problem in completing your call as dialed, please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording. 8151. We're sorry, but we have a problem in...
Now I dialed 815-211-1111. The reason we got as far as Norway is that Hempstead does not six-digit translate the 815 area. It just sends whatever you dial right on through. And I can assure you, Hempstead does not like to send vacant office codes through. It catches them whenever it can. Here's an example. The 314 area of Missouri, where Hempstead has two ways that it can go, depending upon which office code you dial. 314 calls are divided between St. Louis 1,
3141,
and St. Louis 2,
3142.
So guess what happens if we dial a vacant code in the 314 area? See, that's going to the Hempstead recording. It does not let that vacant office code through because it's six-digit translating the 314 area. Of course, you know what would happen if it only three-digit translated it.
I'm sorry. We are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Right. The call would go through to St. Louis 1 and then... Well, anyway, where was I? Well, that's an example of six-digit translation where we really need it. But Hempstead lets 815 all go through to Norway, and so that call to DeKalb, Illinois, went through Norway. Now, if we pick up my east side line, it's going to be using New York 7.
2123.
Now that's a very big tandem, huge, and it has a choice with 815. It six-digit translates it, so it sends some calls to Norway.
8151.
Which is a 4A, and some to Rockford.
8154.
Which is an XBT. So let's call a DeKalb, Illinois tributary on my east side line. This is a step, a different tributary, but it's going through that same DeKalb NX1. I just blew 2600, thus resetting this trunk from New York 7 to either Norway or Rockford. It is one or the other, and actually, if you were listening really carefully, you can tell which it is, because Rockford is a crossbar tandem, and Norway's a 4A. And right before those NX1 noises started up, you either heard ta-da-da or tick. But when it times out, that will also verify which this is. From the way it clicked into the reorder, it is Rockford, but I'm going to let it time out again, hopefully to get the actual recording. Did you notice, by the way, when the supervision test was flashing, that you actually heard the tone from the tributary of DeKalb in Waterman, Illinois, rather than a tone applier? New York 7 and Rockford don't have tone appliers.
Call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try your call again? This is a recording. 8154. We're sorry.
Well, anyway, there you have it. Two different routes through Illinois, depending upon which New York area phone line you pick up. That seems so strange in retrospect. Rockford is not even in the picture when you call from Long Island. Except on a busy day like Christmas, in which case, Norway might use Rockford to get to DeKalb. Now, one thing I said earlier was that there's a certain type of ring that is only found on NX1s. Well, there turns out to be an exception to that, but it's an understandable one, and that is Hickory, North Carolina. Here, a step has that ring, but it's the step that's in the same building as the NX1 that acts as the main tandem for the area. So you can tell that the step is borrowing its ring from the NX1. And here's a call to that. Via Hempstead, Suffolk, Charlotte.
7042.
Hickory NX1 to the Hickory step.
I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your directory assistance operator. This is a recording in the 256 office, Hickory, North Carolina.
I believe we have found a perfect Jane Barbie recording going through an NX1. There's someone here who I'm sure has an opinion on this. What do you say?
The number you have dialed is a recording.
That's true. Now, shall we try for a second one? Fort Myers, Florida, had a combination local and toll NX1 switching entity. This was a rather large NX1 tandem compared to most. In fact, to my knowledge, it's the only one in the network that had a standard long-distance tandem recording identification, 8135. And if you dial a number that is actually in the NX1 office that doubles as a tandem, it will MF into itself. Why it does that is not exactly clear, but someone who worked with NX1s in Florida has suggested that it probably had to do with getting a very accurate peg count for dividing the revenues...
Revenue? Hey, that's my line.
...from toll calls between the various phone companies involved.
Don't get involved.
So in this case, the Fort Myers NX1 actually has a trunk into itself. It picks up the trunk and MFs the seven-digit number. The route for this call is Hempstead going directly to the Fort Myers NX1, which then MFs seven digits into itself and then proceeds to connect us to the intercept recording.
The number you have reached is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, dial directory assistance. This is a recording. 332.
Had the trunks from Hempstead to Fort Myers been busy, Hempstead would have used Orlando.
3052.
And I can actually show you what that sounds like. But let's do that in the next segment, because if I keep going on with these NX1 calls 27, 28 minutes into the presentation, you guys are going to be telling me to go emulate Fort Myers. So that's it for this segment, and in the next segment, I will, either right away or fairly early in the presentation, demonstrate four different ways of getting to the Fort Myers area from New York, and we won't be calling the same destination every time. It'll be a different tributary, or at least a different end result each time, so it won't be totally monotonous, but this is something to do at the beginning or near of the next segment.